This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The following is a paid program sponsored by Crawford Management Group and Smart Time Consultants. Please be advised that the voices and opinions you hear do not represent the views of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Hi, my name is Leah Crawford.
And I'm Rhonda Nolan.
And you're listening to the Let's Talk with Leah and Rhonda show.
For all the beautiful entrepreneurs out there,
this is for you.
Good morning, Las Vegas. Leah, how are you doing on this beautiful Saturday morning?
It's the last Saturday of March.
It is. Your birthday
month. My birthday
month.
Is ending.
Your birthday month
my
is
birthday
ending.
My birthday month is ending, but it's okay because it is springtime.
Yes.
Even though the weather's a little temperamental.
Yes.
A little temperamental. Yes. You know, you don't know what you don't know, right? Got to watch it every day.
Always carry your windbreaker.
Always carry your windbreaker. Always carry your windbreaker. You had an amazing cooking class this week.
Thank you.
I learned a new trick. So I am going to start cutting bananas.
Okay.
With a butter knife.
Okay.
To sharpen my skills.
Yes.
So I'm good tip. I can't wait. Well, I didn't make the. I watched the class.
Okay.
I didn't prepare the food, but I can't wait to prepare my chili. I'm super excited.
Wonderful. It looked like it smelled so good. I wish I was at some of the students' homes when they were cooking it because I wanted to taste it.
No, it did. It did. Actually, I think I'm going to do it this weekend. I'm going to sit down. I got some time this weekend because I was studying while the class was on and people were coming by the house and I was trying to listen. But Dia Young, I want to tell you, I love it.
She's an excellent instructor.
She's an excellent instructor, and it was a simple menu and something easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
When's the next class? Or have you guys scheduled it yet?
Always the last Tuesday in the month. So that will be the month of April, and that date will be the 30th of April.
The 30th.
Las Vegas. The 100 Black Men of Las Vegas have a virtual youth cooking class once a month. The last Tuesday of each month is for students 5 to 100. And as you know, we always provide the food, and the more the merrier. And yes, Executive Chef Dia Young did a fantastic job. As you know, this month is Diabetes Month, Diabetes Awareness. And so we partnered with the Southern Nevada Health District, and they gave us that beautiful recipe for turkey and veggie chili. And it was really, really good. So shout out to everyone who was part of it this week. We really enjoyed it.
So tell Dia, I got some bananas. I'm going to practice because I have to cut up my vegetables in order to put it in my chili. I just did, you know, I wasn't sitting at home. I didn't have time to really get into it to do it. Matter of fact, I'm going to call Dia. Dia, you're going to have to walk me through this one more time. Just walk me through how to do this. And I love it because it's virtual.
Yes.
It's virtual. You just have to set a computer or camera up in your kitchen and you're basically cooking with everyone else at the same time. So, and it's family time. It's family time. It says 6 o'clock p.m. on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
That's right.
On Zoom. All right. Well, today I want to say my first time meeting this gentleman, but I have known his mother for a couple of years now. And she, you know, as parents, we always boast about what our children do. And she invited me to one of your shows. I just wasn't able to make it. It was on a weekend when I had prior commitments.
No worries. You get to meet me now.
I meet you now. So, Mr. Jonathan Ng, welcome to the show.
Welcome, welcome.
I'm sitting here. You guys can't see this. Again, arts in schools, when children have to take a class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jonathan, he has these beautiful ceramic pieces. They are absolutely gorgeous. And they're made with love because this is your idea coming to fruition, right?
Yep. It started from the ground up. It really just starts with like clay I buy in a bag and I'm like, what do I want to make here? And for when I was starting up and I didn't really have the skills to be able to make what I wanted, it was like, okay, great. I go online, I look at things. What do I want to make here? I try to make it and it just falls over. It just falls apart. It looks horrible. I cannot tell you.
Right.
And then gradually just over time, practice. I think most people, they see art and it's like, you're so talented. I really have to say, it's so much practice. It's really not about talent. If you just put your mind to it and keep working at it, you'll get it eventually. So it just took time to practice. And then finally, I can close my eyes or look online and be like, that really inspires me. I like that. I want to make something like that. Now I have the skills that I can figure out how to do it, make it. And at the end, I'm just super happy with most of the things I made. But it really took some time to get there.
And see, I love his last name because it's Ng. Mm-hmm. And I am looking at the bottom of the cup. And even the way he wrote his name at the bottom of the cup.
That's dope.
It's honestly, it's like, wow, this is absolutely, oh my God. This is so me. I love this. I would like it in pink and green, but I love this. I'm sure Rhonda would like a red.
He'll have to make you a custom
pink and green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Pink and green.
Could.
Something pink and green.
So Jonathan, tell me. So what inspired you to start your own ceramic business and make all these beautiful items?
So the idea for the business side of things.
Well, let's back it up though.
Okay.
How'd you start?
How did I start? Okay. I started my last year of high school. So it was my junior year of high school, and like the sophomore year, the year prior, you have to sign up for your electives. I was going to my junior year. I had enough credits to graduate. I was like, okay, I just need a throwaway class because I just need something else to do, right? And so I looked at the choices and I went down. I was like, okay, we'll just throw ceramics on there. It was like my last option. I get tossed in the class. I'm like, okay. This is kind of fun. It's a little bit interesting. It was all hand building, so nothing on the pottery wheel, nothing spinning, just kind of using your hands and sculpting clay. And then naturally, like on my phone, it would just start up with pottery stuff and then be more wheel throwing. And that's what really captivated me, because I was like, you can make these like gorgeous round pots and everything. It looks like it goes really fast. Like people would make a bowl in 5 minutes on the pottery wheel, where it'd take me like hours just right by hand. So that's really what had me started. And then I think I just fell in love with it, because like it was a place in the studio that I could get messy, I could just have fun. I can't even touch like my phone. I just have to put my phone away because your hands are messy. And so it's just like I can turn off everything, just focus on what I'm doing right now, and just like have fun with it, because there's no right answers at the end of the day. As long as you're happy with it, that's really the most important. And I think people understand that. It's like, if you really like what you're making and you can explain that to people, people will just see you light up and be passionate about something, and then they'll kind of understand and be like, yes, that's something really cool.
Jonathan, how old are you?
I am 18. I'm going to be 19 in 2 weeks, actually.
That's fabulous. I'm so excited for you. We have a wonderful young entrepreneur in the house today. That is wonderful.
He's not even 20.
And he has started his own business, a business that he loves. That's what entrepreneurs do. That's what I love about entrepreneurs. We start businesses, we do things because we're passionate about it. And he really took a class and found that he loved ceramics.
In school. By mistake.
Yeah.
just trying to throw some things, you know, you want to know what, I'm just going to do this.
Right.
Is it soothing when you are molding this clay? What's the feeling you get when you're, I mean, because you get this lump of clay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the feeling you get?
So, truthfully, there's like a roller coaster of emotions. When things go well, it's the best thing on earth, because you set down a lump of clay, it's all messy, whatever, you center it and it's like it's perfectly on center, you pull up a wall and it grows in like 6 inches with one pull, and you're like, wow, this is all happening really quick. Now there's bad days where you go in and you try to center it, it doesn't center right, you try to pull up a wall, you end up tearing the wall, it falls over, and it gets really bad. But for most things, it's really peaceful and it's really satisfying, because I just put on some like relaxing music or whatever I'm in the mood to. I put my phone away, just let the music play, and I'm just there. And oftentimes, like, I lose track of time. It's like I go in, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get an hour and a half of work, I'm gonna make like 3 or 4 things. Great. Next thing you know, I'm like making 7, 8 different things. I check my phone, I've been there for 3 hours. Damn. But I really enjoy it.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Fabulous.
I love it.
So tell me about some of the pieces that you make.
So I specialize in kind of 2 different areas. One of them is raku, which is purely decorative. It's not food safe. That's what this vase in front of us. Sorry, viewers, you can't see. Mm-hmm. But that's what this vase is.
So slow down again. So what's it called again?
Raku. R-A-K-U.
Raku. Okay.
Raku.
Okay. Like Roku with an A. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different. It's purely decorative because the clay doesn't get fired enough to make it food safe. But you get a lot of different color variations with the glazes you use. The glazes typically have a lot of metals in it, like copper. And it's actually super interesting. I highly encourage it. People to look it up online and look up videos, because actually what you do is you heat up like your pot with glaze on it to 1800 degrees. It's glowing red hot. You take it right out of the kiln, put it into a can of combustibles like newspaper or whatever, and the temperature shot going from 1800 down to room temp, and also with the newspaper it catches on fire, and you put a lid on it, the fire burns off all the oxygen and it creates an atmosphere called reduction. So an atmosphere around the pot that's starved of oxygen, and that brings out all the metals right back to the surface and kind of changes their colors. So you can get beautiful like blues, yellows, pinks, magentas, all with one glaze. Like this is one glaze here on this pot, and yet you get all of these different colors around it, and it's really, really beautiful. Now, the other part that I specialize in is making like food safe things and dinnerware. So I've been making a ton of mugs, a ton of bowls and plates, jars, like anything that you can hold food in, or even just things that you have around your house. Like, okay, I need a little bowl to hold my keys in. Great. I can make a little dish, hold your keys in. You just have it on your desk, whatever. And it's great for you.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you've been listening to the Let's Talk with Leah and Rhonda show. I am Leah Crawford.
I am Rhonda Nolan, and we are here with the wonderful Jonathan Ng. And ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to see some of his beautiful creations, www.ng-pottery.com. That's www.ng-pottery.com. And he has his work online on his website, and it is just absolutely beautiful. He has all different types of vases, and he has mugs, he has pictures. I mean, he has some really, really gorgeous, gorgeous pieces.
And he's 19, 18?
And he is 19. 18, 18? Almost 18. 19 years old. I love it. So tell me, where can we see your items in person?
In person, I think it's the best way to see my items. Mostly you can find me at your local Market in the Alley. You can find those locations online, just marketinthealley.com. It bounces around from different locations around the valley, so chances are good that at least once a month it'll be reasonable drive for you to get there, like 15 minutes or so to get to a location. Currently, like the next show that I'm doing will be in Henderson at the district at Green Valley Ranch. It's off of 215 in Green Valley, right by a Whole Foods and a Cheesecake Factory right there, like directly off the freeway just to your right. So that'll be the next one I'm doing. And then coming up in April, I'll probably do a couple more shows, like the first weekend of the month, the first Sunday of the month, they have it at the Young Commons. It's right across from that new Durango Casino.
Mm-hmm.
In the Southwest. And then the weekend after, they're going to Centennial Springs, I believe. It's way up north, really far away from where I live, but it's another good show.
Do you drive?
I do.
Okay, fantastic.
You know, he's 19 in the 19. He's a teenager in the valley. Most of them drive.
Okay.
Most of them drive, I can say.
That is wonderful. Okay, do you take cash or credit cards when a person comes to visit you at the access in the alley?
I can do cash. I have change on hand, and then I also have a card reader, so if people need to use our card or Apple Pay as well, like I can do that as well.
That's fantastic. Now, do you have any assistance? Any family members assist you when you're out?
When I'm out at my show, I have the great support of my family, particularly my mom. She's really helpful. Especially when going shows, there's so much equipment. Like, we need a tent, we need tables, we need all the shelves to make the display nice. It's just so much, like, furniture that you have to bring to every show. And my car, it's a Ford Escape, so it doesn't really have that space to hold everything.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother, she has a little bigger car. We take two cars, one with the pots that I drive, and then one with all the setup equipment that she drives. And so she's really helpful. Sometimes she'll stick around and talk to customers, talk to me if there's downtime, nobody's around. But she's really helpful at the shows. When it comes to just making the pieces, it's really just a one-man operation. Like, I take it from ball of clay that I get all the way to a finished product. And I'm really starting to try to switch over and have everything from the ground up be myself. So I'm trying right now to try to find a local clay that I can use into decorating like a slip. It's clay and water, so you can like paint it on. And local clays, it might have different minerals in it that could change glazes, different colors that you can get at the finish. It might become yellow. It might have more reds because of iron. So I'm really looking for that to use. I'm already with my glazes. I partnered with a local barbecue place right by my house to kind of source wood ash from. They use oak wood for their smoking. I went in one day. I was super sweet. I brought a book that said like how to make ash glazes on it. So I was like, hey, I'm representing myself, right? And so I bring it in. I was like, you guys burn wood. You guys have a lot of ash, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. You guys are a barbecue place. You can't use them, okay? Could I just bring in a bucket, take ash, and I'm going to use it for glaze. Like, this is what I'm going to make it for. And the cashier there, she was super nice. She said, it's like, okay, let me talk to my manager. I get a call the next day. Yeah, just come on in. Bring your own bucket.
Because you're helping them.
Yeah, that's cool.
Right. How about that? You're reusing the waste because there's nothing that they can do with it.
Yeah. And they're super sweet.
Wow. Just ingenious, too, right? Part of being an entrepreneur, being creative, cutting the cost.
That's right. Thinking outside of the box.
Throwing the box away. Just throw the box away. Just throw it away. Don't need the box.
The opportunities that are out there, you just have to, like, keen eye and just pay attention. Just pay attention, I really think.
I love it. So how long? So now you've been doing this for about 3 years?
I graduated in 2022. So yeah, around 2.5 years or so.
About 2.5 years, almost 3 years.
Okay. I would say though, so the class I did in high school, no disrespect to my teacher, she was great and there were wheels there. There was really no teaching on the pottery wheel. So everything I'm doing in some form or another is usually on the wheel.
It was exposure though.
It was exposure. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I really think I started to learn things once I got out of high school. There was a local studio it's probably like 10 minutes away from campus because it's right on Eastern Tropicana. It's called Oasis Pottery. It's a local studio.
Oasis Pottery?
Okay. Oasis.
Oasis, okay.
Yeah. I started going there as just like a studio membership. I would pop in for a couple hours and I really started developing my craft, and it really helped when another guy, he came in. His name is Joe. He was an older dude and he'd done it in his 20s and he was just getting back into it in his 60s, right? He comes in one day and I see him throwing, and it's mesmerizing to watch because I would sit here and I could center and I could maybe throw, but it wasn't even. It didn't look clean.
What is throwing? Because, I mean,
you said throwing.
Oh, you keep on saying throwing.
Like, throwing something?
I mean, you're throwing stuff at people? I mean, you're hitting them in the head?
Yes.
What is throwing?
So in pottery, when we talk about throwing, it's when you have something on the pottery wheel. It's most of the time an electric wheel that spins around and you have your clay on it. And then throwing is the process of essentially just making something on the pottery wheel. So it's spinning around and you're using your hands to take it from a mound of clay to pull it up into like a tall little cylinder and then shape it out into different vases, make it wider, make it skinnier in some parts. And so that's the process of throwing. It's what it's called. It didn't make sense to me when I first heard it, but after a while, you're just like, okay, it's the term that they use.
Just go with it. All right. So you're listening to the Let's Talk with Leah and Rhonda show. I am Leah Crawford.
I am Rhonda Nolan, and we have the wonderful and young Jonathan Ng.
Young.
Very young. I'm so proud of you, Jonathan. I love seeing young entrepreneurs start their own businesses at a very young age, and yours is profitable.
Yeah.
and something that they enjoy doing, mm-hmm. because honestly, you have a piece of him.
Right.
I mean, he actually spent time on this.
Mm-hmm.
This is beautiful. We're looking at a mug, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we both got quiet.
It's a beautiful, beautiful mug.
It's a blue and green.
Mm-hmm. And it feels good.
And it feels, and it has weight to it.
Mm-hmm.
A nice weight to it.
I love it. And I love your signature on the bottom also.
I love the last name Ng, real simple.
I like
Ng.
That too. Ng.
It's great, makes it easy to sign.
Right. ng-pottery.com. ng-pottery.com.
So for all you entrepreneurs out there that need some artwork for your establishment, you can check out Jonathan at www.ng-pottery.com. That's www. ng-potter.com.
And I'm sure as you become more experienced, because I mean, it looks like you enjoy doing this. Because I'm sitting here looking at, I am in love with this mug.
He has some beautiful plates on here. Wow.
Right, just exquisite. Something a little bit different. If you need something like a piece for your house or something, just a little, because art, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit different. And you never know.
So this black and white grandiate platter.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make several of them?
I can.
Okay.
I definitely can. The platter is, it's probably around like 18 to 20 inches wide.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a big Thanksgiving. You bring it out, special occasions.
Okay.
You really use this platter for like big occasions for that. The plates are a little smaller. I think the ones on there are green and they have like a little bit of red on them.
Mm-hmm.
Those are probably 9 inches. So like small little salad plates for you. And currently, like in the works right now, I have more plates that are coming out that'll be kind of white and blue, and I think those, like all the things that I make right now and just the new things coming out, I think this is the best thing I've made so far. It just keeps
but it always better. right it's always this is the best thing, and this is the best thing, and this is the best thing, right?
Yeah.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh my goodness, I haven't thought about that. I short term, what I would like to do, so like in the next year or so, I would like to have my own kiln and have my own home studio, so I can just make it on my own time. I don't have to drive, because currently I work at a studio in North Las Vegas and I live in Henderson, so it's like a 30-minute drive to get up there. But I would like to have like my home studio, so just like a little shed in the backyard that I can get. In 5 years, I don't know where it will take me. I mean, I see other people online that they'll do workshops around, like they'll fly around the country. Some people will go to like Carolina. Some people will go to a big convention in Utah, and they'll just demonstrate what they're doing and they'll have a booth there. So that is probably a possibility for me in 5 years. But currently, I just getting started. I only started this business in January.
Wow.
I've only been doing this for 3 months now, actually selling my pizzas.
Really?
Yep.
So before you were making them for fun, but you weren't selling them.
Correct.
And then you decided to start selling them in January this year.
Because his mama probably looked in the house and looked around the house and said, Jonathan. And I can hear his mother now, Jonathan, what are we going to do with these pieces?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so, I mean, because it's so much.
Right.
Yep.
It's so much. And you've made me, not another dish I can put in the cabinet.
Right.
I have enough dishes. I have enough mugs.
Yes.
I have enough vases.
Yes.
That's exactly
Let's
how
share
was.
With the world.
I think I see Jonathan becoming this huge designer and designing some pieces for like Macy's and Bloomingdale's.
I got
and
a
Target.
I mean, you know, and just art around the world and people just having these beautiful pieces in the middle of their table and him custom doing this. Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
It's possible.
You have a very, very bright future.
Very bright future.
I'm looking forward to living it.
That's good.
I love it. Well, Jonathan, I want to thank you. Thank you for accepting our invitation to come on the show and talk to us about your passion. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me. I had a great time here.
I'm glad he did.
Yeah.
All right, so you're listening to the Let's Talk with Leah and Rhonda show. I'm Leah Crawford.
I'm Rhonda Nolan, and we are so happy to be with you on this beautiful Saturday morning. Leah, what's going on in the community?
Okay, so I don't know what's going on, but I know last weekend. I don't know what's going on today, this Saturday, because this Saturday I'm going to sit down. Going to go sit down.
Okay.
I might go see Jonathan at the Market in the Alley. I might run by there after we're done with this show. But last Saturday, the Spelling Bee.
Yes,
oh my God,
we
had the Native Son Spelling Bee and announcement to all of, you know, elementary school teachers. We are doing fifth grade next year. So we're going to do third grade, fourth grade, and fifth grade. There will be an announcement forthcoming, but the Native Son Spelling Bee, it was absolutely amazing. Of course, we had our winners for third and fourth grade. I am trying to find the message now with the winners. But I just, it's good to see young people in the room really spelling, you know, and their feelings get hurt. And shouts out, you know, China at the West Las Vegas Library and her staff there, because they had games, they had computers, laptops set up in the back. They were playing chess in the back, And when, you know, it's emotional when they spell a word wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But they started networking and socializing that they didn't want to go home.
Wow.
Yeah, so parents are like, you know, parents feeling one way and child, no, I want to stay because I'm having fun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we made it a real good time for the children. It was from like 10 o'clock to about no later than 2 in the afternoon.
Okay.
It was amazing, but we did have, I'm trying to find the name.
Shout outs to Reverend Kelsey West. He is the executive director of the Native Son Spelling Bee. And shout outs to Mr. Devin Brooks, who is the founder of the organization. And he loves doing these spelling bees every year. How long has he been doing it now, Leah?
Pastor West, well, Devin, because of COVID, this was our 9th spelling bee.
Okay.
So next year is our 10th annual spelling bee.
Nice.
We'll have, again, like I said, we're going to do 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders next year. I'm trying to find the winners because I had the winners. I wrote them down and left the book, y'all. You want to know? And that's what happens when you really, you know, when you're working. When you're really working. I wrote it down, left the book, but we did. We had 3rd and 4th grade winners. And I love to see the excitement of the children. And one little girl, I wish I could find her name. I'm going to find it for y'all next month because I want to get this little girl. This little girl can spell.
Mm.
Little girl can spell. And she was spelling a word over and over. She was spelling. And it was, all right, here we go. So in 3rd grade, the winners are 3rd place was Angelique Robles.
Mm-hmm.
2nd place was Micah Montez. And 1st place was Micah Jenkins.
Fantastic.
All right, those were our third graders. For our 4th graders, 3rd place was Joey Belair. 2nd mm-hmm. place was Aaron Shoa. And 1st place was Hayden Forbear.
Congratulations. You know,
so congratulations. It was an amazing event. A lot of work goes into, you know, just getting the spelling bee together to make sure all the children got trophies. So that was, you know,
oh,
they
nice.
Like their trophies at the end. And, you know, the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd grades, because the 1st grade trophy is the same height as a child. You know, that's the good thing. But what I can say, it was an amazing event. We'll bring Pastor West on there, you know, because 32nd yeah. Street Theater does HBCU tour, mm-hmm. a whole bunch of other stuff. I'd love to bring him on so he can talk about just the things that he's doing
right.
in and about our community. Because I want to say, you know, the HBCU tour is during spring break. Mm-hmm. And he has a group of children that he takes to HBCUs every year, every spring break.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we help children not only to be informed, just to go see. Go
Absolutely.
See an HBCU. I'm an HBCU graduate. You're an HBCU graduate.
Mm-hmm.
So just to see them, just
That's
exposure
cool.
to it.
That's cool. Well, Las Vegas, you've been listening to Let's Talk with Leah and Rhonda. Our time is just about up, but we are so happy you are with us this Saturday morning. Leah?
I'm Leah Crawford.
I'm Rhonda Nolan, and we will see you next week.
Peace and blessings.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank right. you.
Bye. Bye.